With the election season officially over, we turn one last time to our political team. So here to discuss last night's election and its impact on Massachusetts are our two analysts who we've been hearing from a lot in the past few weeks. Former State Representative Susan Tracy is our Democratic analyst. Hello. Susan, welcome back.
Hey, Sasha.
And Jack Clancy is our Republican analyst. Jack, welcome back to you too.
Hi, Sasha.
First, let me just ask no specific question and say, could the two of you tell me your impressions of last night's elections outcome? Jack, I'm looking at you. Why don't we start with you?
a little bit of a surprise, I guess, in the case of the statewide races. I think I mentioned 10 for 10 on congressional districts, kind of felt strongly that was probably going to happen. But I thought maybe they'd take a constitutional position, and I was kind of pulling hard for Mary Connaughton. I also thought that the distance between Deval and Charlie were going to be a little closer toward the end, and it didn't happen. Suffolk University poll hit it right on the nose.
Yeah. You were pulling hard for Connaughton because of the bump?
I just thought she'd make a good auditor, frankly.
Susan Tracy?
You know, honestly, I was a little bit surprised by a couple of those things as well. I was surprised by the governor's margin staying at 7%. I thought that would tighten up as you went into Election Day. I was surprised that there were no surprises, to tell you the truth. I thought for sure somewhere along the way there'd be some race where we all woke up and said, wow, I didn't see that one coming. And it was just a sea of blue out there.
Well, and I think a lot of people have that same sense of surprise, that in the end it really wasn't all that close. I mean, not as close as some people thought it might be. So, Susan, when Governor Patrick went into this, it really did not look like a sure thing at all.
No.
What do you think turned it around for him?
You know, a couple of things. He is a fabulous campaigner. I mean, there is no better retail politician in our state.
And he seems to enjoy it.
Yeah, and people like him. And I think the likability factor was enormous there. I think the get out the vote effort of the Democratic Party was really tremendous. I think everyone talked about how energized the Republican base was. And I think what we learned was, while the Democrats might not have been hooting and hollering and calling into shows like this, they were going out to vote. And, you know, everyone's only got one vote. And there were more D votes than R votes.
And Jack Clancy, with all that momentum behind Republicans and Deval Patrick not being looked at that favorably when he went in, people thought it was Charlie Baker's race to lose, and Charlie Baker lost the race.
It was Charlie's to lose, and just to comment on Susan's comment, I think the Democrats had a great ground game. One little anecdotal story, when I went to my polling place, the long driveway into the school I go to, there was a huge pile of signs for 7 or 8 different candidates on one side up against a tree, all stacked and ready to go. I looked at them all. They were all Democrat. I looked on the other side of the driveway, and there were none for Republicans. I think the ground game for Democrats really helped everybody along the way.
So the machine was not there for Republicans as much.
I think you're right. And to Charlie Baker, I think there were a number of mistakes Charlie's campaign made. Whether he is the kind of person who overrode some decisions from other people or not, I don't know. I think the friendliness factor, I think handling the Lascoco thing, the Perry thing, there are a number of things.
Do you think there was a specific moment for Charlie Baker that spelled the end, or was it really just this accumulation of little things that developed into big things?
It was an accumulation of things, but when I heard Deval Patrick use the word, I look behind the faces of the people when I make the cuts. Charlie Baker never came back at him and wanted to talk about the faces of the 300,000
right.
private enterprise people who lost their jobs and so on. I think he made a big mistake there, and he didn't follow up with ads that could soften his image and talk about the people who lost their jobs.
Yeah, I do. I think that's a good observation. I think Baker, what struck me is how often he talked about small businesses. And while I recognize that most businesses are small businesses, most small businesses have people who work in them. He never talked about people. He always talked about businesses. I also think the obsession with Tim Cahill early on and the desire to drive Tim Cahill out of the race by the Republican Governors Association and then by the Baker campaign really led to a series of real miscalculations and, you know, taking your eyes off the prize in terms of focusing on Deval.
Now, unlike the rest of the country, the Massachusetts Democrats held on to all of our state's congressional seats. In his acceptance speech last night, Barney Frank was not willing to put the past election season in the past.
The collective campaigns that were run by most Republicans were beneath the dignity of a democracy. And I am delighted that they were repudiated.
So either you want to comment on that first?
You know, I'm going to go first and say, as they would have said about a former Red Sox player, that's just Barney being Barney.
It may be, but it really didn't show any graciousness in his victory, yeah. Frankly. He went ahead to attack the Boston Herald, Fox News, and everybody else.
Well, he's an equal opportunity right-wing slasher
Maybe so. Maybe so.
Do you think that that indicates that it really is not going to be a very productive next few years when you have someone going in with that kind of attitude and being in a minority?
You know, I think it's going to be very tough. I think the Republican leadership on the House, now, you know, Mike Capuano spoke to this. You know, the president is a Democrat. The Senate is controlled by the Democrats. You know, I think you're between a rock and a hard place as a Republican in the House. You know, do you want to succeed so you can show you're successful? But if you succeed and the president and the Senate succeed along with you, does that hurt you? So I think they're kind of boxed. It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out.
Jack Clancy, what do you think this says about the Massachusetts Republican Party? You probably heard from Jennifer Nassour earlier. She said, we had gigantic wins. We got a sheriff in Worcester. They didn't win major seats. So
the 12% registered Republicans, 36 Democrats. It's a 3-1. They've never really had a chance to get the infrastructure going. After Scott Brown, you thought they might. I think they got too giddy with that win. The Democrats had some egg on their face after the Scott Brown victory, and they got their ground game together. The Republicans really didn't. And maybe they learned from this. Maybe they will. They've got a couple of decent candidates. Maybe they can build a good ground game for the next time around.
Do you think, Susan, you want to
jump in? Yeah, you know what I was going to say? I feel like the other problem from a Republican perspective is they're too caught up in the national movement of Republicans. And you saw that with Charlie Baker at that final ad where he was running the sort of welfare debit card. Immigration, those are not Northeast Republican issues. And Bill Weld was successful because he was a social liberal and moderate and a fiscal conservative. And I thought Baker would run that kind of race. And he got too caught up in the Republican national playbook. And the Governors Association did that. And that is just not where we live. It's just not.
We're unique. There's no doubt about it. Just look at last night's results.
Jack Clancy, do you think that some of the Republicans that lost last night will be heard from again? Jeff Perry, Sean Bealot, are these future forces to be reckoned with?
Certainly Sean Bealot. I think he has a good future. I don't know that I can name anybody else, frankly, except for maybe a couple of the constitutional candidates. Jeff Perry, I think it's RIP. And of the others, frankly, maybe Golnick, who ran against Tsongas, seemed to be a decent individual who wasn't too far right for a state like this. But beyond that, I can't think of anybody else.
Now, Scott Brown was out campaigning for many Republicans the past few weeks and weekends. That didn't really seem to shift the tide. So how do you think this election reflects on him?
I think if I were Scott Brown, I think it's very interesting that he didn't show at Baker's event last night. The event he went to was Mary Z's, the only person who you thought might have a chance of winning last night.
This is Mary Connaughton.
Mary Connaughton, the auditor's candidate. I think his standing with Perry was a big mistake for him. And I think if I'm Scott Brown and I'm looking at 10 congressional seats going D, and I'm looking at a 2012 election that is a presidential election in Massachusetts, big liberal turnout, I'm concerned about what I have to do over the next 2 years to get my seat back.
He has some time to do so, though. I think we'll forget some of the issues. I don't think he can bring Jeff Perry back up the next time around. It'll be pretty much dead. And Scott Brown is actually liked by both sides of the aisle to some degree. And so he'll have it tougher than he might have otherwise.
I want to play a piece of sound from President Obama.
After what I'm sure was a long night for a lot of you, and needless to say, it was for me, I can tell you that, you know, some election nights are more fun than others. Some are exhilarating. Some are humbling. But every election, regardless of who wins and who loses, is a reminder that in our democracy, power rests not with those of us in elected office, but with the people we have the privilege to serve.
So he talks about the people we have the privilege to serve, the voters. What did the two of you think the voters said yesterday, and whether you want to say what they said nationally or statewide or both?
I think you'd have to say it was a repudiation of his policies. I think a lot of people felt that the health care was rammed through. I think they felt that the stimulus didn't do what it was promised. It was supposed to bring down the employment rate to 8% by June of 2009. It's shot through 10.4 and stayed for 14 months at 9.5. Everybody felt that, and Obama promised us something different. And I don't think they like the way that politics was played in the back rooms in Congress, particularly with the final passage of the health care not going back to committee on that bill.
And what do you think voters in Massachusetts said, Jacqueline?
Voters in Massachusetts are different. They clearly are. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, they'll go back to McGovern, and you'll see that they vote differently here than they do anywhere else. And I guess the Democrats can be very proud of that.
And Susan Tracy, what do you think the voters nationally said? And then tell us what you think they said in the state.
You know, I agree with a lot of the comments that Mike Capuano made earlier. I think, you know, the Democrats, and I, you know, put this at the lap of the president to some extent, did a terrible job at telling people what was going on. I mean, we all got a tax break. Most middle-class people got a tax break this year. Nobody knows that. It was never communicated. The jobs piece was never communicated. I think the overemphasis on health care at the expense of jobs in the economy was a real tactical error, and we should have stayed focused on jobs. And so I think Mike made some good strong points there.
Jack and Susan, thanks to both of you.
Sure. See you in 2 years.
That's right. Jack Clancy and Susan Tracy are our political analysts and have been for the past several weeks, even few months. Thanks to both of you for your many contributions to Radio Boston over the course of this season.
Thanks.
Up next, are the Giants the Red Sox of the West? We talk baseball and Randy Moss next with Bill Littlefield. Stay with us. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.